Thank you, Matt, for that great introduction. Dear Rumi, you have forgotten the other life in which Shams al-Tabriz threw your books into the fountain. The ink, finally unrecognizable, reached for you with dissipating lust. Once I went up the mountain at daybreak and still met pilgrims coming down who had woken for the journey earlier. In the tomb of not Shams, I prayed and prayed to be not found. Am I the sun inside me? Shams will walk out the back door and never return. You will go mad and spend years looking for him. One day in the marketplace, estranged and weeping, you will understand the farthest mosque is the one within. And that the sun in the sky is not the one you orbit around, nor the one who went out the back door and never returned. Somewhere in the world now, every minute, a sun is dropping over the horizon into yesterday. At the fountain in the village square, the books are still sinking, bereft of your hands. Even the mountains are bending down to try to save them. This poem, Dear Rumi, is an exercise in not knowing, because the version that I read to you just now is not the version that's published in the book. I left out the last two lines. I don't know if it stands up without them. I guess it does. And I changed a very critical word, which I encourage you to buy the book. Discover the word that I changed.